Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
A new lifestyle magazine with in-depth articles focusing on what it means to live in the Capital Region is making its debut this spring. 518 Life from the Times Union's magazine division is being published monthly and includes home and health care coverage previously found in the TU's other magazines, Healthy Life and Life at Home. The debut issue is now out. It features a cover story, The Changing Face of the Capital Region, which examines the increasingly diverse population and the factors driving it. That article is by Chris Churchill, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Joe.
And we also welcome the executive editor of the magazine, Janet Reynolds. Janet, thank you very much for being with us as well. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you come to this particular magazine, 518 Life, and to shake things up a little bit?
Well, we started the Times Union magazine division about 7 years ago, launched it with Life at Home, and then developed other niche magazines like Healthy Life, Vow, which was a bridal magazine, Explore, and Women at Work. And we realized that we were covering the female market very well, but that perhaps it was a little limiting and that perhaps it was a little challenging for our resources. So we decided to create a magazine that we believe is filling a void in the area. There are other lifestyle magazines, but this one is meant to take the Times Union company in its whole and take advantage of sort of our many platforms and our broad reach across the region to really capture unique content and to be newsier than I think we've been in the past with our other magazines.
And you try to do that with being able to kind of set people up for coverage, I assume, in the TU, and then ultimately not to compete with that coverage too.
Right. I mean, the TU, you know, is an excellent newspaper, and you know, it has a number of excellent qualities online as well. What this is meant to do is to complement. So, taking, for example, this first story, The Changing Face of the Capital Region, we collaborated with the newsroom and Chris Churchill, who will speak more about it. But the story that he wrote for us is going to be is different than the story that's going to be in the newspaper on Sunday. In addition, we took sort of our angle and did profiles and met with individual people who had moved here from the Capital Region from around the world, which is content that is not going to be in the newspaper story. We've also done an exclusive video of people where we talked to people about what they liked about the Capital Region. We've got a slideshow as well. And all of that will be packaged together online on the TU's homepage when the newspaper story comes out. So we'll have a complete package of all of the media.
So as a journalist and writer, Chris, what are you allowed to do in an article like this, as I said in the premier issue, The Changing Face of the Capital Region, that you wouldn't be able to do in the daily paper?
Write longer, for one.
There you go.
Yeah, longer paragraphs, too. But generally, you know, space in a magazine is a little bit more ample than it would be in a newspaper story.
And you have more time to work on it?
Not necessarily.
Well, in theory.
Theory, yeah.
It depends how you use your time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, newspaper is more of a daily situation where, you know, I did have 6 weeks or so to work on that one. So
I asked the question because you do go in depth. You're talking to these people, and I guess this comes with the coverage that we get, that there you are looking at this changing face of the Capital Region. You show us faces, you introduce us to people, and that it goes much more in depth.
Right. Although a lot of that work was done by Brianna.
Brianna Snyder actually wrote the profiles, the senior editor.
Yep.
And
yeah,
this is a way sort of we can collaborate. You know, Chris, we knew Chris was going to be doing sort of an in-depth story for the newspaper. So we had him begin the research on that and sort of set the context for the story in the part that he wrote. And then we did the part which was more of the lifestyle part,
right,
which was talking to the individual people and photographing them and et cetera.
When just the title of the magazine itself, 518 Life, looking at the fact of this region, of course, 518 being our area code, but looking at the idea of who we are, what this region is becoming, has become, what it was, all of those are things that you want to explore.
Yes. I mean, the idea is to sort of, is absolutely to have local content each time and try to sort of capture that. I mean, for example, our next issue, we're looking at tracing sort of the growth from, you know, Albany Central to the suburbs and how they have evolved over time. And then just going back to this changing face of the Capital Region, I believe this is actually setting off a series that will appear in the Times Union over the course of a year about different, about other elements in which our changing demographics, you know, are being affected. For example, they might do a story on religion or whatever. So,
you have the article that you wrote, Chris, is really interesting, and I'm curious as to how you expand on it for the newspaper. But also, I mean, you make this comparison between our tech valley and, say, Silicon Valley, and the which is considered to be such a diverse place. But when you compare it, we come out pretty good in that, don't we?
How do you mean?
The numbers are stark.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, well, this has long been one of the least diverse parts of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, that surprises some people because of our proximity to New York City, but, you know, we're also close to Vermont and, you know, upstate New York, which are traditionally very, very non-diverse places. But, you know, much of the rest of the country, Silicon Valley, Austin, a lot of the places with high-tech economies, they're far, far more diverse than we are. But, you know, we're starting to see the changes that they saw long ago.
And those changes are coming. And do you, I guess one of the questions, again, back to what you'll be doing in the article, how much of this is linked solely to Tech Valley?
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or much of it. Yeah. I mean, it depends on which population you're talking about. When you're talking about the Indian population or the Chinese population, I think it's almost entirely because of Tech Valley. When you're talking about the Guyanese population or other populations, maybe less so.
So when you come out of the idea of, all right, we have this changing face. Are we reacting to it better? Are we doing anything to improve those numbers further? And I guess, which is a long way of saying, what is the fragility of this? Meaning, if this particular sector dies, then where are we?
Then the growing diversity will probably die as well, I think.
Vanish.
Yeah. I mean, the Indian community is largely an IT community. If you talk to people who realtors and other people who help these people move in and find a home in the area, they say they almost entirely work in IT.
And a lot of it has to do with where they want to sell the product too, right? Of the people that they get, where they want that product to go.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, obviously, if you want to sell a product in India or China, it helps to have Indian or Chinese employees who understand the culture that you're trying to sell to.
The article that will go in the paper on April 6th, how do you expand on this?
I look more at which communities are drawing immigrant populations the most. You know, traditionally, immigrants have settled in our central cities, you know, the Irish populations or the Italian populations. But that is not really the case anymore. It's much much more of a suburban trend than an urban trend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, places like Menands or Niskayuna and Colony are the places where you're seeing the biggest increases, the biggest diversity increases.
Janet, the magazines are free. They're out. You can pick them up. So that's a model that is interesting, and it's especially for something that has as much content in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, my background before I came here, I was the publisher, ultimately, of an alternative newspaper group in Connecticut. And so I'm a big fan of if you pick something up, you read it. And so we've really worked hard to make this very accessible. It's in every Price Chopper, every Hannaford, every Starbucks, and every Brugger's. And there's some kind of statistic through Scarborough that says in a week, something like 95% of the Capital Region goes into those places at least once or something. We're out there and we're visible.
When you think about topics, so really, because it's 518 Life, pretty much anything goes that happens in this region.
Yeah, I want to do a. I want to mix it up so that it's also it's not always, you know, quote heavy, but I want to make sure we're covering broader regions. We've got a story coming up in an upcoming issue where we're going to take the top most prolific Yelpers in our area and talk to them about what they do and why they do it and how they do it. And you know, we've got a story on puppy mills coming out. And you know, this, I want to try to, it's a delicate dance because you want to try to be as on topic as you possibly can. And yet you're putting together a monthly. So you're always working with the timing there. You know, I was pretty pleased that in our trending section, we got something in about the oil issue because it's happening and it's, you know, we were at least able to make a mention of it and get something in there. And the vaping with the e-cigarettes, that's a topic that has only increased in sort of its intensity as people are looking at it. So I was glad we were able to get something in there about that as well.
And then when you have something like the changing face of the Capital Region, and then on the top it says ethnic eateries everywhere, I mean, it also it ties in.
Right.
There is a sort of a strain of a theme going
right.
through the
magazine. Steve Barnes is going to be writing a food related story for us each issue, and I talked to him about that. You know, 10 years ago, Italian and Mexican were considered wildly unusual. Now, you know, we've got a Uruguayan restaurant, et cetera, et cetera. So he sort of looked at that concept as well.
The name of the magazine is 518 Life. It is a Times Union publication. Chris Churchill's article, The Changing Face of the Capital Region, is in the magazine, and there will be more in this on the April 6th Sunday issue of the Times Union, and you can read that as well. Janet Reynolds is the executive manager, executive editor of the magazine. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
And look forward to reading many more issues. Janet Reynolds and Chris Churchill have been our guests. Again, 518 Life is out now. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.